Susan Short is a 64-year-old female who presents for treatment with complaint of anxiety and depression. The patient states she's suffering from, quote, massive, unquote, anxiety, loss of interest in everything, unable to function at work. She's not sleeping. She states that her mood is depressed and that she has no joy in life. She was seeing nurse practitioner Rhonda Locarredi, L-O-K-I-R-E-D-D-Y, who has her on Lexapro 20 milligrams daily, Xanax 1 milligram at HS. She was on doses of Seroquel from 50 milligrams up to 150 milligrams, all of which hasn't contributing to helping her sleep. She has also tried Trazodone at 100 milligrams in the past, which did not help her sleep. She is also inquiring about propranolol for anxiety symptoms. Her current nurse practitioner has her on 60 milligrams a day. However, I recommended she only take 20 due to cardiac side effects. The patient can identify no specific life event leading to this episode. She lost 14 pounds and can't eat, even being on Seroquel, which typically makes people very hungry. Past psychiatric history reveals that her first depressive episode started in college. She stated that she's had depressive episodes several times during her lifetime, but they mostly have occurred during periods of stress or stressful events. She stated she was an anxious child, having grown up in a violent household where the father would beat the mother with a belt. The patient would try to protect her mother while her two brothers ran off and hid. Family history: the father was abusive with unknown mental health history. Her daughter suffers from anxiety and depression, as do her other two children. Her mother suffered from anxiety. Substance abuse: the patient experimented with marijuana and alcohol in college, but does neither now. There is no nicotine use or other substance use. Medical: the patient is allergic to sulfa. She gets hives. She complains of night sweats since being on Seroquel. She has no other medical problems. She takes supplements of vitamin C, vitamin E, B12, zinc, and calcium. Surgical history includes a craniotomy at age 17. She fell off a bike and had a blood clot in her brain, which was resolved with the surgery. In 2025, she had a total right hip replacement. Social: the patient divorced in 2008. She was married 25 years. She has three children, two females, one age 40, one age 30, and a male age 36. She got an associate's degree in pre-nursing. However, she did not finish her nursing degree, which she always regrets. She currently sells assisted living to families. She recently took a role step down in being depressed. She reports having many friends and a good support system, though she is not able to socialize at this time. Development: the patient had a normal birth. She met her developmental milestones on time and was an average student.